Hi, hey, hi, hello, hey, hi. How's it going? How's your week been? Hi, it's me, Bits. I'm back. I'm back, baby. Huh? Okay, no, we've said hi a bunch of times. We're gonna stop saying that now. We're gonna say some different words. We're gonna talk about what we want to talk about today. Sorry, I am out of practice, clearly. Okay. So this is my first review of 2022. God damn, how time flies. And I wanted to do something just a little bit different, partially because the item, the physical thing I have to review is just a little bit different, and also because, we just celebrated wrapping up a year. I know 2021 kind of like in general sucked the f You know what? Frankly, 2021 can suck the exhaust pipe of life. Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense. It was a year. It was just, it was another 365 days. We were working our way around the sun. Bullshit was happening. But in Bits's own personal little life, 2021's been a pretty good year, for Bits specifically. So I wanted to first off do a performance review of myself really quickly because I want to. And then I have a really special item to review that's I'll get into. Everything flows. I promise everything flows together. This isn't going to be as hodgepodge as it sounds like it's going to be. Okay. So back in April, I spent up till April the first, probably three and a half months of 2021, majorly depressed. Which I don't think is unusual, to be completely honest. I think a lot of people at the beginning of 2021 were terribly depressed because 2020 was shit. I've talked to some degree about the mental health things that I struggle with, more because I think that they're relatable for people than I'll happily stop talking about them anytime. But I think this is relatable. It's really fucking hard to get out of bed. You don't have any energy to fucking do fuck all. You, literally just there's no life in you. There's no desire to do anything. Like every day is exactly the same, to quote a Nine Inch Nails song. It was pretty bad. I'd spent a couple years in depressed state. I've spent most of my life in a depressed state, let's be honest, but the past couple years have been quite a journey through the bullshit that is depression and trying to figure that shit out. So, anyway, that's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. That just paints a picture of where we're at. And to be clear, I'm not a crying depressed person. I'm a disassociate depressed person. So I literally will just watch YouTube all day if I'm depressed. Sleep, eat, watch YouTube. Maybe we'll watch Netflix to switch it up a little bit. Very, very, like just I'm just not a very inspiring depressed person, let's put it that way. Blah blah blah. That's boring. That's sad. That's unfortunate. In April, I had some stuff happen in my personal life that led to me. Okay, so the early 2000s, I was super active on the internet. Which is to say, I had a community of people that I hung out with on the daily, a lot of online friends. And then there's a period where between doing school and trying to become a real human being slash adult, just didn't have a lot of time for online communities. And then I started listening to Gone Wild Audio over pandemic, like a lot of other people did. Met a couple neat people through that, one of which encouraged me to try doing audios myself. This is all their fault. I will always blame it on them. They don't like that, but I will always blame it on them. So anyway, that was really exciting to me. In my past life, previous to doing this work, I spent a variety of years working on a variety of different projects that were kind of like content creation type stuff. Always really struggled with getting that off the ground, partially because I think I was working with other people, partially because I just wasn't really. I was in a different kind of mindset than I feel like I am now. Sorry, this is the Bits origin story. I should have started with that. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. I've been circling this whole, like, creative endeavor a lot of my life and resisting it because a lot of my life I've been, it's been communicated to me heavily that you'll never make any money doing that. What the fuck are you doing? But then... depression hit. You know, the first time I had a really bad depression, I stopped biting my nails, which was really good. This time around, I had a lot of time to really think about myself, where I came from, what makes me the way I am, really work through some of that stuff, and start to figure out what's not worth carrying around anymore. What's worth just fucking... Anyway, sexuality was a big issue there. Spent a lot of years telling myself that sex was something that I was willing to just kind of let happen if it happens. It's not something that I need in my life to feel fulfilled. I have friends and hobbies and I like doing things except when I'm depressed. I had dreams, etc. to some degree. I've wanted to do things with myself. And then just my particular path was really discouraging. And that's a personality issue too. Let's keep that in mind. This feels different. Making Gone Wild audio stuff feels different. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. The first couple audios I made, I was so nervous. I remember making my first ramble fap. Thinking people probably aren't going to like this. People aren't going to like me. People don't. The last place I was at that I tried to really apply myself, it was made pretty clear that my effort wasn't appreciated. And I'm a try-hard kind of bitch, so that was really upsetting. This is going to sound really disjointed unless you know the full story. Oh well, blah blah blah, blah blah blah. I was really nervous the first recordings I did. I remember the very first recording I did, my friend that got me into this told me, I was really nervous. I had the mic set up, I had everything set up, I knew what I wanted to say, but I was really struggling with getting the words out. They said, go drink a glass of water, and then come back and just read a poem, and then go into the thing that you're going to do. So I did that, and it worked, and now here I am. I feel like I've learned a lot about myself in just the last, like, what are we at now? 8 months? Almost 9 months? I've learned a lot about myself. I feel like I've learned a lot about other people. And, This is weird. I don't like saying this. This is weird. The minute I say this out loud, everything's gonna come crashing down. You know, I think... if I were not in my own body, I would look at my journey and go, that's pretty fucking cool. Good for her. Good job. I would be proud of that person. That's me trying to work my way around not attracting the attention of the universe. I'm just... feels really nice to be in control of what I'm doing again. To a degree. I find there's definitely like highs and lows to it and stuff. I would be lying if I didn't admit that there's highs and lows to things. I view myself as like a content creator. That's the best way for me to put it. And it's just, I just feel so very fortunate I have the opportunity to do this and that it's being well received. So let's get into what's in the box. I have a box. I don't think I mentioned that. Okay. How do I go about talking about this? I keep going back and forth on how personal I want to get with this. We'll probably get as personal as I feel like getting. Let's be honest, I don't have a very good filter. Okay, so I one of the things that I really like about this is that I get the opportunity to meet some really interesting people. I'm kind of a sheltered thing, let's be honest. I grew up, again, rural Alberta, Canada. Fucking don't fucking come for me. But that's what you're dealing with. A dumb white bitch from the middle of the country. I really love talking with other people and getting to find out about other things, like interesting things that people are doing. I really like people who make things. So, this person crawled into my DMs. It crawled in. Oh, fuck. Okay, let's back this up really quickly. Would we consider this a sponsored review? I don't know. This is a gift. This is a gift that was sent to me. One of the people that listens to my work that I've got the opportunity to get to know and chat with is a pretty handy fellow. I'm gonna drop all of his information here now. This is the business bits telling you right now. So the item I have is from a store called Raven and Lantern. You can find them on Instagram at raven.and.lantern.leather. That's on Instagram. No spaces. I'm sure I'll have a link. I'm gonna be we haven't even got to the part where I talk enthusiastically about things. So Raven and Lantern is a Raven and Lantern is a secret menu from the Adventure Supply. Real quick backtrack on what the Adventure Supply is, from what I recall and remember. I'm so sorry, Justin, I should have done better. Adventure Supply is a place for nerds to get all sorts of nerd things. Do you like sharp, pointy objects that have been made by a person that when the world falls apart, you can use to cut down trees and things? These boys can make that shit. They can also make, specifically Raven and Lantern. Let's talk about Raven and Raven and Lantern. it's a secret menu from the Adventure Supply. They focus on custom-built stuff. I am reading directly off the copy. Focusing on leather stamping and dyeing. I really highly encourage anybody, if you're thinking of, if you're into collaring, if you like harnesses, cuffs, please go check out Raven and Lantern. Justin is the person who does stuff there. He's wonderful. He's excellent to work with. He's super on top of, like, letting you make your choices regarding the item that you're getting made, which is just, like, so... I love personalization. Ooh, personalization! That's fucking awesome. I highly encourage. Go check them out. They're located in New York. So it's all American made, if you're into America. I just really love that, like, you can dye it, you can stamp it into whatever, and we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. Okay. I'm getting more, you can tell. My furnace came on. Apologies. Okay. So, Justin reached out to me, my DMs through my work. He found me on a website. Did you hear? I heard that. That was the house goblin. Holy fuck, he's on a run today. Fucking, okay, focus. Anyway. They reached out to me, like my stuff, and when I hit 500 followers on Reddit, they reached out and said, I would really like to make you something to help celebrate. We can figure out costs and things, but I would like to make something for you, if that would be alright. So, one of the things that I have, let me flip back to the page of my book. When I very first started all this, and it seemed like things were going, like, kind of okay, I wrote down a list of, like, stupid goals that I didn't think I would ever, you know, it would be just neat if these things happened. And one of them was to have a shop reach out to me and want to work with me, and potentially give me a product. I believe the exact thing is that a shop would want to give me a product for free, because it was a dumb list of goals. It was a dumb, like, dreams. It was, it's one of those things that I was like, I'm going to write all these stupid ideas down somewhere so I can get them out of my head, because at the time I was dreaming too big for what was going on. And that seemed like a big dream that somebody might reach out to me and offer me anything other than words of encouragement or pictures of their dick. So in that way, it's a special item. So, this excites me. I had been thinking of getting a collar anyway. Okay, let's talk about collars for half a moment. Spoiler alert. So, I know that collaring and the act of it, to me it means a lot. But at the same time, I personally am not opposed to the idea of self-collaring. I think that there's a lot of empowerment in owning yourself. And collars are a really good symbol of that. When I was younger, I had a couple collars, and then I remember running into my family at the store by accident, and the very first thing out of my father's mouth was, "What's with the dog collar?" Well, if that's not going to elicit a level of shame, I don't know what will. I didn't stop wearing collars. I just was a lot more selective about wearing them. And then the relationship I had been at the time of that fell apart. And I just felt very lost to a degree and stopped wearing them. I'm pretty sure I have them somewhere still. I'm pretty sure. I don't think I would have got rid of them. But I haven't worn a collar in quite a while. I haven't thought about wearing collars in quite a while. Again, spent like the last 8 years or so trying to make myself into a real human being with marginal success. So this means a lot to me. I had been looking a little bit at collars, but I wasn't really sure what I wanted. It seemed like a lot of stuff. Okay, so here's the thing. I do really like leather collars specifically. Like the lace, like lacy ribbony things can be cute. I like leather. I like the I like the heaviness of it. I'm not really I don't really think of myself as a dainty creature, to be honest. So leather just is more my style. So Adventure Supply reached out, not Adventure Supply, Raven and Lantern, fucking I'm high. I'm always high. I was excited. So when Raven and Lantern, reached out and offered to make me, when Justin offered to make me a collar, God damn it, I cried. I cried a little bit. I didn't know what to do with it for a moment. It just felt really big. It was very meaningful to me. The fact that it's a gift is even more. This means a lot to me. This collar means a lot to me. This item means a lot to me. Not just because I got to design it and it was made for me, but just a lot of the things it symbolizes. It, to a degree, it symbolizes kind of taking control of my shit again. It symbolizes the success I had at that point. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it in the designs, but it symbolizes some support and encouragement that were really important to me in this whole process that have been just so meaningful. Anyway, I really want to open the box. I've been slowly like peeling the tape and stuff off, if you couldn't tell, but there's something else in here too, I know, for the other person that I live with. Because after we found out that Raven and Lantern also could make stabby sharp things, we were like, stabby sharp things? We love stabby sharp things. So. Oh, fuck. For half a moment, I'm like, oh, should I mention how long it took for this to be made? No. It's a lot of work has been put into it, so I just I'm so happy it's here. Okay. Let's I knew I was gonna be emotional in the boxing, but I didn't, you know. First things first, I want to look at this. I think this is it. First, I want to look at this part really quickly, just because. Oh, bitch. Oh, fuck yeah. Sir. Okay, I'll have to look at that even more closely later. Okay. Okay, that is for the other item that was purchased. That's a stabby destructive item care guide. We're not talking about the stabby destructive constructive restruct. I'm like, fucky. You know, it's like Christmas. It's more than, okay, I'm the person who, when I feel like I have the thing, like the big gift of the year, I don't know if anybody else's family does it this way, but like usually there's like the one big gift of the year and then everything else is like stuff that'll be like smaller stuff. And I have a habit, when I get the one big item in my hands, I like to take my time, partially because it drives people crazy. Partially because there's that anticipation and there's that like, what if I open it up and it's not the big item? You know, it's just, there's just something really satisfying about making other people wait. It's about you. Oh, wait a minute. Crinkly paper. Okay, sorry, I'm thinking. Oh, fuck yes. Okay, I'm just... Let's talk about what I know about the making of this collar. Can I talk about that? So, I know that this is handmade. I know it's hand stamped. I've seen the process. If you check out their Instagram, raven.and.lantern .leather. I knew those were getting apart. I got it. You can see the process of them stamping their stuff. It's all hand stamped. So when I saw that they could do a stamp that looks kind of like dragon scale, well, hi, I'm a fucking nerd. that one, please. Let me turn my lighting to the appropriate so I can tell you the color in an accurate way. Do. My shit is going off. Da 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 da. Do. Sorry, we're fucking. Why are we checking our text messages in the middle of a review? Because we're an idiot. Okay. Also, hand dyed. So I was able to choose the coloration of my collar, which is boss to me. Just so fucking cool. Like, I like customization. So it is dragon scale print. I'll probably have photos. I'll definitely have photos. This is a review. And it's blue. And just the way, can I talk a little bit about just the way the dye kind of sets in? It really fucking, like, it, I don't want to, it's not like it's how do I put this? It looks really good. It looks like he actually killed a dragon for me. And you know, that's how we like it. Okay, so anyway, it's blue. It's like I kind of went for the blue that was the closest to the colors I was using at the time for my branding. This one's got, it's like a little bit tealy though, and I really like the color. That's my furnace. I was able to pick all of the hardware. Initially I had asked for gold because I thought, you know, blue and gold looks pretty nice together. I would like that. And then when it came time to start putting things together, Justin sent me a pic of like all of the choices that were kind of in that gold range. And then I actually ended up going with an antique brass because it just looks a little more worn in. Not quite, like, I like the worn look. Gold is nice. Gold's nice and shiny. I like the worn look against the leather. Just a big fan. I just really like it. It is doubled up. So one of the requests that I had was I wanted something stamped on the inside of the collar. I'm not going to talk in depth about what it is, to be completely honest. But it's a nod to somebody who means a lot to me. So it involved stamping letters and dyeing those letters a different color, just because I could do that. When I found out I could do that too, I was like, fucking yes, please. So I do know there had been a little bit of an issue with the leather not taking a dye quite as well in some spots, and like, yes, looking at it, I can see that. If you're gonna buy something handmade, what the fuck are you looking for? Let's take a really quick side tangent onto expectations and handmade goods, because I made handmade goods for a while, and frankly, some of y'all's expectations are re-fucking-diculous. A handmade item is handmade. There's going to be little things that point to that, such as the dye didn't take quite as good on a couple of letters. That to me, it's a handmade item. That's how my collar is. That's mine. I'm not perfect either, you know? I love that. And you're allowed to want it a certain kind of way, but I don't care. The point was to have them against my neck. So I'm just so happy with it. It feels a little stiff, so we're gonna work it in a bit. It was sitting in my mailbox, which is, we're kind of currently hanging around that minus 40 degrees Celsius bullshit. I don't know what that is for Americans, but I'm pretty sure it's below zero Fahrenheit. That's all I can tell you. Another part that was included for the collar is, one other thing that's on the collar I should talk about. Let's talk about how it's hand-stitched. Let's talk about how it's handmade. Let's talk about how hands have been all over it to make it, and it's... It just means a lot. You know? I've got his maker stamp on the inside, which I really love as well. He included a short lead for me that matches the collar, so it is about, what do we say it was, 14 inches? It's definitely a little bit longer than a foot. You know, I wanted something that's like, you don't want to keep me close, you know? So it's not super long. I didn't want it super long. It's doubled up, so it's like a hand loop. It's also printed with the dragon scale and is blue and is made of leather and is handmade. Handmade, blah, blah, blah. You know. The maker print's on here too. Good. Good. And I really love the stamping. I'm so happy with that choice. Oh, I want so many more things. Oh, I'm gonna spend so much money. Okay, anyway. I'm gonna take a really short break because I actually, you know... I need to take a short break before I can put the collar on for my own personal fucking reasons. I'm sorry, I don't want to share what exactly that is, but I will be back momentarily with it on so I can tell you how it feels. And then I'm probably also going to jerk off or something, because, like, what are you here for? Maybe my furnace will turn off in the meantime. Anyway, we can put the waiting music right here, as is tradition with unboxing audios, and I'll be right back. Hey, hi, I'm back. Okay, here's the deal. Oops, I took a couple days to think about my collar. I forget what all I talked about a couple days ago. This is a couple days later. Hi, it's a couple days later, bits. It's the bits from a couple days later. Fuck, look at me go. Look at me. Let me go, let me go, let me go. Okay. Hi. Okay. Quit saying that. Fucking get to the point. Okay, so I know I talked a little bit about what the collar means to me. It's got some special features that I'm not going to talk too in depth about. I quite like my collar. Do I like it? Do I have stronger feelings about it? I suspect I might love it a little bit. So let me talk a touch about it before I get to the fun part. Okay, so the process of getting this made, I was asked to measure my neck, which I did, and I tried to be like considerate of the fact that, like, don't, like, don't need to like wrap the tape measure too tight or anything, despite instincts. Anyway, the point I'm getting to is that the notch, one notch on the collar fits like absolutely perfect. In the degree of I can still fit those safety, 3-4, almost a full hand under the collar for safety. But when I'm just wearing it and chilling, etc., it's tight enough against my neck that I can feel my pulse if I pay attention, which I really like. The collar's a little stiff, like the leather's a little stiff, but that's just going to be a matter of working it in. I posted a cute photo over on my Discord of the collar and the leash. In general, I'm just so happy with it. I really love it. Putting it on was a bit of a big deal that I ended up not recording because there's some steps there's a couple steps to it that I don't want to get into, but putting it on was kind of an emotional thing, and I only really have taken it off to bathe and for the massage I went for yesterday. I'll talk about that somewhere else some other time. I just really love it. It means a lot and it fits wonderfully. I am in love with the like stamping detail. I got so there's a variety of stamps to choose from, but I'm a little nerd, so I went with dragon scale printing, lizard scale, looks reptilian, and in my mind I'm like dragon because aforementioned nerd. So anyway, I was able to choose that. I was able to choose the color again, which is like a really beautiful tealy blue. The dyeing reminds me a little bit of like watercolor, how watercolor paints will sometimes like collect in weird crevices and give you slightly different shades. Not, it's really beautiful. I don't. I really love it. The inner portion, so this is a doubled up, double leather collar, because the inside has some stuff stamped in it, some written stuff. They were able to dye that a different color versus the rest of the collar, which looks really lovely. Just there's so many ways that I was able to customize it and make it my own thing. And Justin was super patient as I sat there, not like still struggling even to comprehend the fact that it was happening in a certain kind of way. this was a having this offered to me and receiving it, it was a really big deal for me. Other things I figured out real quickly before I get into fucking myself while I think about how much I have a thing planned. The leash. So when we were talking about the leash, when I planned that, I said, you know, I only want it roughly long enough for like a person to grab. Like I don't need a dog leash because I'm not a dog, but I do want a leash of some kind because I want something for somebody to lead me by. I'm such a weird thing. Anyway, just fortuitously, the way that the length of the loop turned out, I can use it as like a tit holster, breast. I don't know. I figured out that I can wrap it around both my tits and like squish them in and then clip it to the collar. And then it's like a really bad bra, but it looks anyway. I've I've I it really, that's just like a dumb extra side effect of ooh woo. I really like that just in general. If I really want to, like the day that I got everything, I just, when I was sitting at my desk, I had the collar on and the leash on underneath my clothes, and that all felt comfortable. And, like, I don't know why it wouldn't feel comfortable, but this is not with the leash wrapped around my tits either at this point. This was just, like, dangling freely. I just really, really liked it. It's not... I don't know. I just really like it. That's all it has to be, isn't it? I think it's great. I think the opportunity to customize it all the way down to, like, the color of the hardware on it. Originally, I was going to do blue and gold, and then when it was all said and done, kind of looked at it and went with an antique brass instead. I am going to have to see. I know sometimes I have like a bit of a metal allergy sometimes, so we'll see how that goes for me. I might need to cover some of the hardware with like a clear nail polish just because my body doesn't understand that we're fine. We're just fine. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's just, anyway, I big fan, really love it. Feel really honored to wear it. And, so very thankful, to have it gifted to me. I just come back to, like, it's mine. Like, hopefully nobody else will have a collar quite like mine, because it's mine. And that, I think, is really cool. Real quickly, one more plug for the shop. Raven and Lantern Leather. They also do harnesses, bags. Frankly, if you talk to them, they can probably do whatever you want. They're custom makers, so check them out. They're over on Instagram. I'll have a link for them somewhere, because that's how these things work. Go check out my friends. Once again, a very, very deep and heartfelt thank you so very much to Justin for reaching out. And you're a creep. Anyway. Sorry. Oh, I forgot. I was also going to mention he has a big dick. Other than that, what we're going to get into for the day, I figured, so, like, normally when I do unboxings, etc., I have something to fuck myself with. I could use the leash as, like, a leather strap. I left it hanging on the wall for this portion. I didn't really feel like slapping myself around today. I don't apologize. They're gonna kick me out of Canada if I keep saying that. So anyway, I have one of my, okay, this is like my oldest, the oldest cock in my collection at this point, I think. So I have my Bad Dragon small crackers. Yeah, this is a small crackers. Real quick story. This was the first toy that I ever bought from, well, no, I bought other bad toys from Bad Dragon. This is the first one that I was like, ooh, I like that shit. He's an antique. He's vintage at this point. Oh my God, he's vintage. It was a entry point to collecting dildos and actually enjoying them. And it's kind of a special toy to me in that regard. It's really good, partially. Sorry, I'm going to quickly take a drink. Don't forget to, oh, for fuck's sakes. I live in a garbage pile, don't mind me. Hydrate. Fucking hydrate, please. With water, preferably, because here's the deal. Water, good. That's it. Okay, the thing that I like about crackers. First, it fits really good in my mouth. So, oh, I haven't tried to, like, I haven't tried to blowjob with the collar on yet. Do you think it'll get... Well, okay, so how big is crackers? When I do like my middle finger thumb around the like largest circumference, there's still about half an inch worth of distance between them. So I have small hands. But I like it because it really, well, let me show you. And that's like most of it. Fucking messy bitch. Every time. Every time. Every time. Most times. Have I ever shown up? Oh my god, it's a thing. It's better I fixed it. Fucking mess. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted. Did you? Kind of. Oh, well, a little bit. What I really wanted to do. Sorry, let me adjust you a little bit. Can I just take have a moment? Just. So fucking wet. I don't know if you can hear, but something about the idea of somebody yanking me by my leash and putting me between their legs. Putting me to work. You know what? I don't. Or you put me on my knees, bend me over. I don't fucking. It's not. It's not. It's not about me, is it? Well, it's about me, but it's not about me. I've been so busy. I haven't had a lot of time to play with myself. So. Oh, fuck.
So anyway, things I also really like. It smells like leather because it is leather, but it smells like leather, and I like that. Taking, clenching, pinching. Ah, oh, fuck. Pinching a nipple and clenching on the toy. Sorry. Fuck. Just want to focus on getting off. Is that okay? Is that all right? Fuck right there. Fuck. Fuck me, yes. Up. Yes. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, I want to take a moment. Okay, I was gonna do something a little bit. I was gonna do something tiny. Fucking Christ. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Why are you making it a big thing? Just do the fucking thing, you dumb whore. Okay. I was gonna do something special, just because, kind of as a thank you, like a big public thank you to the person who made the thing for me. My brain's a little bit fuzzy. So here's the deal. They like it when I say nice things about myself. I don't get it. I do get it. But so I figured I would take a moment. Like maybe 30 seconds, maybe 10 seconds. Maybe I'll think of a single sentence to say. Does that sound appropriate? But I was going to, where are my buttons? So we can cry. It's like a goddamn plane taking off. Let me point you upwards. So maybe we'll it probably won't make the sound any less annoying. Hey, I got an idea. Okay. Grind, 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 grind. Look at me. Grinding on crackers. Doxy. doing whatever the fuck that is. Okay, I'm not as dumb as I say I am. I'll admit that. Sometimes I can have moments of intelligence and I can string. That's ironic. You know, sometimes when I string sentences together, they go. They go together really, really well. Yeah, fuck it. What else do I have to say about myself that's positive? I can be pretty creative when I try to be.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Fuck me. So fucking good. There's too many chords. There's too many chords in this bitch. Oh, fuck. Oh. Wait, don't go. Wait. Oh, fuck. This is tripping. Fuck me. tastes really good today. Oh, I didn't see you there. So, one more time to recap. Raven and Lantern. Raven dot and dot leather. Nope. Look, we'll get this right eventually. Well, let's try again. Okay. Raven dot and dot lantern dot leather on Instagram. Once again, they're really lovely to work with. I am a bit biased because I've had a really wonderful experience with them. But you know, that's what good customer service will get you, I guess. They are friends of the bits. So, take all of that with a grain of salt too. But like I said, they, custom made stuff, leather dyeing, stamping, hand stamped, just the amount of attention that has to go into it is just, that alone is worth it. I got to customize it. I got to put special things in it that only I get to know about. That's so lovely. I really love it. Anyway, that's what I have to say about my collar. That's what I have to say about me. I think that's all I have to say about... What was I talking about again? Anyway, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having a great week. If you're looking for leather goods, hit them up. Big fan. Oh, if you want to get me something, hit me up. We can talk about it. Blah, blah, blah. I was supposed to ask them about a code for if people wanted to buy from them, I could get a kickback, which would be real cool. That'd be so sweet. But I never did follow up on that. So look at me capitalisming really, really, really good. Anyway, have a great day. Have a great week. Hope it's being good to you. Check out their shit. Thank you so much for listening.